Night in the morning, Kiss 108 FM, and Bill, you're a newsman. I thought you might be interested in this.
Yeah.
Where, you know, all the magazines there are. Ever notice that there are more and more and more magazines and more tabloids than ever before?
Oh yeah.
People look at the success of an Inquirer and the Star, who, by the way, are owned by the same company. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's trying to muscle in on their territory. And this just came in. Apparently, there's going to be a cat tabloid. I don't think it's going to be a success, but that's what. Serious.
Just for cats.
Just for cats.
To read?
Well, no, you read
or
to the
use
cats.
For litter boxes or something.
No, no. First of all, cats cannot read.
I know.
No.
This is to read to the cats.
Is that to stop people from coming out
no,
with
it's
one?
To read. It's for people to read
okay.
to their cats.
Oh, God.
And anyway, so they here's some of their headlines that they. This is a tabloid, though. You have to all understand. Right. There are a lot of quality cat literature.
Right.
But this is the tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
My owner fixed me, so I fixed him while he slept. This is from the tabloid. Sort of a more religious thing.
Yeah.
Portrait of Felix the cat weeps milk. Now, that's one of those miracles.
Oh, God.
One of those miracles. California cat coughs up hairball the size of an avocado. See, it's a tabloid.
I can picture it now.
Our worst nightmare comes true. Dogs are learning to climb trees. Ghost of Morse cured my catnip addiction. Rebel cat group leader says McGruff the crime dog must die.
That's a good one.
And my favorite, and this is kind of a heavy one. This is a heavy one. I survived a Korean restaurant death kitchen.
Oh, no. It's 6:50.
I think it's going to be a big success.
Oh, yeah, I really do.
Sunny in the 50s today. Kiss 108 Traffic Watch brought to you by Professor Nightmare's House of Horror. The red light action. State police are on their way right now. They're checking reports of a possible multi-car accident 93 South by Montvale Avenue in Stoneham. We'll let you know when they arrive at the scene. That's Traffic Watch. Judy Pepperelli for Kiss 108.
Morning, Maddie. Loving Venus aligns with exciting Uranus. A morning encounter could light your fire. A new contact could open doors. People will be flirtatious and fun-loving. The moon's in zany Aquarius, making it an excellent morning for new adventures and ideas. Now's the time to call 1-976-STAR for your personal forecast. Find out what's happening for you. That's 1-976-STAR, and that's 99 cents a minute. I'm Helen Whitehead, and I'll see you tomorrow on Kiss 108.
Yes, I'll have the prime rib and a round-trip ticket to New York at Lord & Taylor.
Ready in the morning.
Black death from hell.
Kiss 108 FM.
Matt in the morning, Kiss 108 FM, a couple minutes before 7 in the morning. Cover Girls, they'll be at Fall Fest, which is going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Look at Billy, he's on the phone. I'm talking to Billy, and he's on the phone.
Well,
the
I'm trying to get Lou on the phone here. We can't
Let's
find
fire
him.
Lou. Has this
you
ever
do
been
it?
Done?
Can we do that?
I want to fire
do we
Lou
have
McNair.
That power?
No, but no. I think we should do it anyway. Let's fire Lou McNally.
No.
Lou McNally is on Channel 4. We were watching him on television. He didn't call us.
This morning?
Biggest call us. Did not call us, and he's watching, and he's on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got him on the phone in there?
No, it's still ringing.
Still ringing?
Will not answer. Well, see, he's on the tube right now, so he can't be in the office.
Well, who doesn't anybody answer the phone? Like, there's a fire.
No, there's
I guess
no one
he flies
in the weather
solo
office, probably.
There.
What do you mean? They're running a news show. What if something happens? What if
there's
a...
No, this is a direct line to his weather office.
And yeah.
And I guess if he's on the air, he can't be in the weather office. And
no one in the newsroom will
go in
there. Well,
I'll tell you what we'll do. Anybody who is in the WBZ building right now,
yeah,
listen, because I know all of the morning show staff listens to this show anyway. So if you're working at WBZ radio and television right now, tell Lou McNally that he's fired. Seriously. No, I'm serious. If you are on your way to work at
while he's on the air.
Well, at WBZ. I mean, that's a big... How many people work there? 300 or 400?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, somebody has got to be on their way to Channel 4, either WBZ Radio or Channel 4 Television, on Soldiers Field Road, driving into work right now. I'm sure they have sales weasels just like we do.
Oh, they've
got to get there early to get their trade accounts. You know, they get their free food. If you're on your way in, go down to the weather office. It's attached to the newsroom,
leave
isn't
him
it?
A note. quote me.
Say Lou McNally.
No,
you are fired.
Grab him by the shirt collar.
You
Make
are
sure
fired
you say from Kiss because he won't know.
Yeah. Matt Siegel. Fired.
Matt Siegel
from
yeah,
Kiss
nice.
108.
Oh, that's
the
nice.
Station that used to pay you. You are fired. Okay, and let's have a little farewell goodbye to Lou.
Lou.
You're fired.
He's history.
He's get this stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
Gosh.
In the morning.
Now, we have we now have an opening.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do auditions live on the radio.
Who's the guy with the curly hair at Channel 5? I'm always running into him at Bread and Circus and places.
Mark Rosenthal.
Mark Rosenthal. Mark, if you're available, call us. We got a gig for
or
you.
Or Barry Burbank or something.
Burbank is good.
Bruce Schwegler.
Yeah.
It's 701.
Schwegler, I don't know. He's a little on it. No,
I knew you were going to do that.
No, because Schwegler could snap.
Schwegler's on. Well, who's the Channel 7
Schwegler,
guy?
You know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying.
He
Bruce Schwegler is on the edge. He could have a psychotic break at any time.
Well, Channel 7's got the female, the new lady in from New Hampshire.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
We should go with
she's
her.
Got
Miss
that.
Channel something.
Hey,
with that
go
Indian.
With the female.
Yeah, yeah she's got
right.
the Indian.
Go with the
she's
babe.
That Pakistani looking
oh,
woman.
God. Kiss one. You know, Matt. Kiss
no,
one
she's good.
Watch brush. Oh.
She looks like Uma Pemaraju to me.
She does a little.
Yeah.
Live auditions.
Let's okay. Kiss 108 Traffic Watch brought to you by Blaine, the Hair and Beauty School. The red light action. State police are clearing the accident. 93 South. They pushed the vehicles off to the left and right near Winchester Highlands. That's Traffic Watch. Judy Paparelli for Kiss 108.
Don't ever take a day off, Judy.
Ever.
Bill Costa here with the Kiss 108 update. Jay Leno calls in the press and speaks his piece. We've got that story in just a couple of seconds. In the news this morning, the strike is still on over U.S. Air. Planes are still flying, though, as many as three-quarters of the flights yesterday despite the strike. Good idea, though, to call ahead and check for the flight times. I'm Bill Costa for The Matty Show at 7:07.
Kiss 108 is WXKS-FM, Medford, Boston. The most entertaining radio station on the planet Earth. All the other guys are a bunch of weenies.
Kiss 108 Matty Show presents
Nurse Linda.
Nurse Linda.
Good morning.
Who's going to be joining us at Brooks Pharmacy today in Needham?
Yeah.
Come on down, get Q-tips. Actually, we're giving away a really big prize. Did you
I
know
heard.
That?
Yes, I heard.
Canyon Ranch.
Uh huh.
Where you can wrap yourself in tobacco leaves or whatever they do to you,
you
out there.
You can do all the wonderful things that I always tell you about, Matt, and you laugh at.
This is a very expensive spa. This is like the top of the line. This is a big prize. This is, I don't know, a couple of grand or so worth. This is a big trip.
Oh, it's a dream come true prize.
Especially yeah. This
before the holidays. Get yourself together, relax, feel beautiful.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
and we're giving you have to come to Needham to win it today.
That's
you have
right.
to come between 12 and 2 to win it. And it's a trip to Canyon Ranch.
Yeah, all your listeners
how long
be
is
here?
It for
so
there?
Two?
A full weekend. A full weekend.
Ooh.
And it's just going to be fantastic. So come on out.
Let's do it.
Now, what do you got today?
Well, today we're going to discuss how to differentiate emotional and habit hunger from real physical hunger.
Mm.
And this is explained by Dr. Nancy Bonus, a psychologist who runs the Bonus Plan for non-diet weight loss workshops in L.A. Now, an example of habit hunger, Matt, it's when you're craving ice cream at night just because you're used to digging into it while you're watching TV.
Oh, I'm ready for more.
Well, that's what you tell yourself because it's a conditioned response, not a response to an empty stomach.
Right.
Now, the solution is to do something else with your time that you usually eat the ice cream.
Right. Have it.
From triggering the craving.
Have an eclair.
No, Matt. No. Well, you're watching TV,
no,
you're thinking
pizza?
Ice cream because you usually eat ice cream while you watch TV. So instead, take a bath, maybe read a book, or even get romantic instead. That way your hands are busy and you can't eat the ice cream.
Yeah, right. When was the last time you got romantic with someone who just had twins? I'll tell you, I'm going to have a side of beef tonight.
Well,
are you nuts?
This will bring us to another problem I think you're probably having, Matt, is emotional hunger.
Mm.
Now, it's the desire to raid the refrigerator because you're sad, lonely, or depressed. And it's not really your stomach that needs fulfillment. It's something else that needs fulfillment. Instead, you want
to
try...
Hey, I'm the first to admit that. I'm not saying that the big Dagwood sandwich I made last night was what I really wanted. But trust me when I tell you, I had to have something.
Well, instead, you may want to try to use the time to address the problem causing the emotion.
Right.
In your case, you might as well just
get a vasectomy.
Matt,
you've been a big help to me, Linda. I swear, I really feel better now.
Well, Matt, the real physical hunger is when your body is sending out the message that it's in need of replenishment, and you'll most likely feel an emptiness in the pit of your stomach.
I have that.
But, of course, in your case, you're experiencing that a lot lately.
Thank you so much, Nurse Linda. Another big help. Take a bath when you're hungry. It's 7:14.
Hey.
I'll give you your first free money song of the day. Your chance to win a new car in just moments.
So you like to play tennis, but you're having trouble getting court time. No problem at Dedham Racketime Athletic Club.
1993 Altima XE versus competitive 1992 models.
Kiss 108. This Columbus Day weekend, you could try and pack the whole family into the car and drive 4.5 hours just to see some leaves. Or you could bring everyone to the Kiss Fall Fest. It's free, and everyone gets to play their way. Whether you're into music, sports, food, or the arts.
Sports not.
If you can sink a putt or toss a football, you could walk away with $108,000.
Music Lover.
It's a free music festival with over 40 local, national, and international acts.
Including David Sanborn,
Wilson Phillips,
The Covergirl,
Woody Harrelson,
Del Fuego.
Classic example. We could go on, but we're hungry.
Food lovers!
We're bringing 30 of Boston's favorite restaurants to Boston Common. So bring a few bucks and taste the food you've always wanted to try.
Culture Vulture!
Browse the works of New England's most talented artists. We've even got a special tent set up for the kids. So cap off the quincentennial on Boston Common with Kiss Fall Fest.
3 days.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Columbus Day weekend.
Kiss Fall Fest.
Produced in cooperation with the Boston Herald, TV 38, and Kiss. 108.
Matty in the Morning, Kiss 108 FM. It's 7:22. Good morning.
Delighted, but is anyone going to explain why Judy Paparelli is back on Kiss 108?
No, we explained it yesterday. Where were you yesterday?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Well, you have to listen every day. This isn't a radio show. We're not on once in a while. Are we on every once in a while? No, we are on every day. Therefore, we require our listeners to listen every day.
Well, I'm sorry. Yesterday was the exception to the rule. I listen every day.
All right, then I'll explain. She quit. And then she realized this incredible void in her life that I wasn't in it. And she felt a yearning and a calling and a needing. You know the expression, you never miss the water till the well runs dry?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's basically it.
Well, so she came back, I'm sure.
She came back to the well, bucket in hand.
Great.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So,
Matt, life without you was not worth living.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to fill up that bucket? Fill up the bucket. The old well is here. Back to the well there, Jack and Jill. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't either.
I'm under a tremendous amount of stress.
I know.
So let me tell you what happened last night.
Okay.
It's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
This is a true story. Well, you can tell.
They're all true stories. People don't realize this is your life.
Well, the thing about the cat tabloids.
Oh, okay. That was all.
I made the cat tabloid story up. But this is true. Uh-huh. So it's 3:00 a.m, and I went to bed about 12, mm-hmm. because, you know, you have to feed the babies. There's like an 11:00 feeding mm-hmm. event, you know,
right.
Which wasn't bad because we watched the Monday Night Football.
Right.
Anyway, so it's 3 a.m.
Okay.
And I hear a baby crying, you know, through the monitor, you know, and Denise says, Matt, you have to get up and feed Chloe. I just fed Lily 5 minutes ago. I just got back into bed, and now it's Chloe's up. I said, all right, fine. So I get up and then, you know, I'm in there and I put Chloe on the changing table.
Yeah.
And then I go into the bathroom for a second and I come out of the bathroom and there's Denise standing there in the nursery, really mad.
What are you doing? What are you I'm not doing anything. I put her on the changing table, and I'm going to feed her now. She says, that's Lily. you just fed that? Lily. Chloe's in the crib crying. You're feeding the wrong kid. You're feeding the wrong kid, for God's sake. You're going to blow up one kid, and the other kid is going to go, how do I know? They're in the dark. They look the same. They're twins. They both were crying. How was I supposed to know? They look both hungry. I picked one. Honest to God,
you
I can't
have
do
to,
this.
Like, dress them in different neon outfits so it shines at night so you'll know.
Honest to God, if you're hungry, go down to the fridge. So like everyone else in the family.
I worry about them. It's 7:25, sunny in the 50s today. Kiss 108 Traffic Watch brought to you by Leechmere Clearance Center. The red light action 93 is a real trial now.